Life Audio.
Well, hey, hey, everybody. This is Dana Shea, and you're listening to Real Relationship Talk. Welcome to this special edition of Faith Talks, formerly called Faith Friday, where we strive to give you some real, relatable faith inspiration along with relationship and marriage advice. So it's a hybrid podcast that's also a micro episode. So every edition of Faith Talks is only about 10 to 12 minutes or less. Well, on this particular episode, you all, I want to speak to my fellas. If you listened to last week's Faith Talk, I gave the wives 5 prayers that they could pray for their husbands. And today, you husbands, hopefully that are listening right now, I want to give you 5 prayers that you can pray for your wife. Prayer is essential to a healthy marriage. And if you are not actively praying for your spouse, you're literally leaving them uncovered for any attacks of the enemy, any attacks of their own mind. So praying for your wife, if you're a husband listening to me today, is absolutely essential. She's going to love, respect, and appreciate you so much if you pray for her. And you don't have to pray these same prayers every single day. This is just a starting point for where you can actually begin to lift your wife up in prayer. Are you tired of the communication problems in your relationship? Don't you wish there was some sort of a cheat sheet that could help you to learn how to de-escalate arguments quickly? Well, friend, I have just the resource for you. I've created a resource called Heart to Heart Conversation Starters for Couples in Conflict. This is not only going to help you to de-escalate those arguments, but it's also going to help you learn how to stop pointing fingers and find common ground. Get your free guide today at danashea.com/conversation starters. That's danashe.com/conversation starters. Be on your way today to better communication in your relationship. So the first area that I want you to think about praying for your wife is her mind. Pray for your wife's mind. Women, we are so inundated with information all the time. We've got a million responsibilities. We've got a million tasks that we've got to do. Many women work outside the home. They work in the home. They have to be everything to everyone. And it can be very emotionally taxing. So when you pray for her mind, when you pray that she would have the peace of God that guards her understanding, when you pray that she would have the wisdom of God that leads her into greater levels of understanding, you are actually protecting a very important aspect of your wife's mind. And so I want you to think about, how can I pray specifically for her mind? Are there areas that your wife seems to be distracted? Are there areas where she's weary or she's emotionally exhausted? Whatever it is, begin to pray today for her mind. The second area that you can pray for your wife is in the area of her purpose. Many women derive their purpose from being a wife, from being a mom. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I believe that outside of being a mom, outside of being a wife, there is an even greater purpose that God has for her life. Many women don't know what this purpose is, and they're seeking ways to uncover it. So you, as the husband, can help her by praying that God would reveal the deeper purpose in her life, that he would reveal to her things that she's doing or maybe people that she's attached to that are not helping her to fulfill that purpose. When your wife pursues purpose, not only is she going to be a better woman, not only is she going to be a better Christian, but she's going to end up being a better wife and a better mom. So be sure to pray for your wife's purpose. The third area, similar to praying for her mind, pray for your wife's emotions. Emotions. Now, if you're a husband listening to me, I know you have never said this before, but maybe your friends have said women are so emotional, right? Well, the truth is that we are emotional. It is a part of our strength. It is something that makes us a good complement to you, because many men are not in touch with their emotions. And again, I'm making some generalizations here, but pray for your wife's emotions. Pray that she will be emotionally sound. Pray that she will be emotionally stable. Pray that she will learn how to manage her emotions, not control. I don't like when people say I need to control my emotions, but I do believe we need to learn how to manage our emotions. So begin to pray that your wife would learn how to better manage her emotions, how to not allow her emotions to get the best of her, how to not allow her emotions to make decisions for her. But don't think that your wife shouldn't be emotional or that she should stop being so emotional. Pray that she would actually just learn how to better manage those emotions. The fourth area that you can pray for your wife is in the area of her body. Pray for your wife's body. Women are inundated with body image messaging all day long. You're too something. You're either too small, too big, too tall, too short, too thick, too thin, too something. And these messages can really play a big, big role in her confidence, in her self-esteem, and even in the way that she shows up in your marriage. When you pray for your wife's body, you are saying, I accept your body for what it is today. If your woman has what we call battle scars, i.e. stretch marks on her body from birthing your children, that is something that you need to acknowledge and appreciate her for. So on the one hand, I'm encouraging you fellas to pray for your wife's body. On the other hand, though, it is so important that you verbalize your appreciation for what her body has done and what her body can do. You get to be the wonderful recipient of that body. So it would be really in your best interest to learn how to appreciate that body and then to pray that your wife learns how to appreciate her body. When you hear your wife saying negative things about her body, when you see her looking at her body in disgust, one of the most loving things that you can do is to reassure her that you love her body and that she should love it too. And one of the greatest ways that you can do this is to pray that she would actually learn to appreciate the body that God has given to her. Fifth and finally, I want to encourage you husbands to pray for your wife's husband. That would be you. That's right. You need prayer, brother. You need to pray for yourself. I know that if you are listening to this podcast right now, you are a loving husband who wants to be the best that you can for your wife. And there are certain areas in your life that you don't know about. There are certain weaknesses that you have that you might not be aware of. Now, your wife has probably told you what those weaknesses are, and maybe you believe her, and maybe you're trying to do something about them, and maybe you're not. But when you pray for yourself, pray that God would equip you to be the husband that your wife needs. Pray that God would give you patience for yourself and that he would give you patience with your wife. Pray that God would allow you to see the areas in your wife's life that need to be loved, the areas in your wife's life that need to be tended to. Pray for her husband. So these are just five very quick, but very powerful and effective ways that as a husband, you can cover your wife in prayer. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, you can catch that over at realrelationshiptalk.com or, of course, everywhere that podcasts are played. And let me encourage you husbands, especially if you are a Christian husband, it is your opportunity and your responsibility to step up as the spiritual leader in your home. Begin to lead these prayer times with your wife. There is nothing sexier, more respectful to a Christian woman than a Christian man who knows how to lead. So lead well. Rooting for you, brothers. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Real Relationship Talk. If you would like the show notes, you can head on over to realrelationshiptalk.com and be sure to download your copy of the Conversation Starters. It's going to help you to be able to have some effective conversations even when you're in conflict. Thanks so much for listening. May your Friday and the very rest of your week be full of faith.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.